Hello, here's the Icon Pass Ski Report for February 3rd, the week of, and I'm going to take you right into the middle portion of the month. February is definitely going to be more active than January. There is no doubt about that, and I do think by the time we get to the middle of the month, many of the ski areas are going to have plenty of new snow, setting us up for what could be an epic February vacation week of skiing. So here's what we've got going on. We've got a temperature contrast that shows very cold temperatures off to the north up in Canada and mild air trying to move northward from the south. And that contrast is going to be with us for the next couple of weeks. And we'll have little waves of low pressure rippling along that boundary and creating what's going to be several inches of snow. So for those Icon Pass ski resorts, we're talking about Stratton, Sugarbush, Loon, Sunday River, and Sugarloaf. I am expecting several bouts of snow, and some of those could produce what I would say is a major snowstorm. And for me, major snowstorm is anything where you get over 8 inches of snow, over a foot would be very significant. And that's not impossible here over the next couple of weeks. So here's what I've got going on. We've got one system which is going to come in here on Thursday. I do think the snow will break out across southern portions of Vermont during the morning hours and then move into central northern New Hampshire and eventually western Maine on toward the afternoon or evening hours. And then it'll be out of here for Friday. So Friday looks like a good ski day. That's February 8th. It may be a little windy. We'll have to see whether or not there are any lift holds, of course, on that day. But right now, I'd say it's a great day. Saturday as well. Now, Sunday, another weather system comes in. It's likely to come across southern Vermont in the morning and make it up into Maine, perhaps, in the afternoon. Now, we'll have to watch the track of that to see how far north that heavier snow makes it. Then we get another break. That takes us on to about the 11th of the month. Then there's another potential storm midweek around the 12th. Again, track of system will determine whether or not it's a southern New England snowstorm or whether it's central and northern New England. But we are going to be under the threat then. And then we'll see another one around Valentine's Day. And finally, another system perhaps as we head for the weekend of President's Day weekend, maybe Sunday or into Monday. And then that next week, of course, would mean that we would have plenty of new snowfall. Now, some of the models are really producing quite a bit of snow during that entire time on the order, I would say, of anywhere from 8 to as much as 18 inches of snow across those ski areas. Now, that's total. That's a total new accumulation, but that would be really great for those areas in order to have that amount of snow. Now, temperature-wise, it is going to be chilly, but we are going to see some milder air at times. So we've got temperatures here as we head for the middle of this week cooling off. It's only going to be in the teens and 20s here for Wednesday and Thursday, and that's why I'm predicting all snow. As we get towards Friday and Saturday, not super cold generally, waking up in the morning to the single digits and getting up into the mid to upper 20s. At the top of the lifts, it'll be in the upper teens to near 20 on Saturday. Sunday, perhaps a little bit colder, staying in the mid-teens, and then we stay fairly chilly thereafter into that second week of February. As we get to Valentine's weekend, President's Day weekend, it does look like there might be another shot of Arctic air. We'll see whether or not that gets in here. But the bottom line is we have lots of opportunity for snow. And I do think that some of the best conditions of the entire season so far are going to start to manifest themselves here in February. So some good news. And listen to my latest ski reports. We'll put more of these out, especially as we get more and more of this weather. For the Icon Pass, I'm Dave Epstein.